That's a lovely speech, and yet you still want to stick a Q-tip in my mouth. What if I don't want to know what's in my DNA? What if I don't like what I'm programmed for? Andy, as hard as this is for you, it's not about you. It's about Jacob. The question is, how far will you go for Jacob? What will you do to protect your son? That's not fair. It's the way it is. I didn't put you here. No, Jonathan did. He's the one who should be telling me these things, not you. Probably he doesn't want to fight with you about it. He doesn't even know if he'll use it at trial. It's just something he wants to keep in his pocket, just in case. Also, he might think you'd say no to him. He's right. That's why he ought to be having this conversation himself. He's just doing his job. You of all people should understand that. His job is to do what his client wants. His job is to win, Andy, not to spare anyone's feelings. Anyway, you're not the client, Jacob is. The only thing that matters here is Jacob. That's why we're all here, to help Jacob. So Jonathan wants to argue in court that Jacob does have the murder gene. If it comes down to it, if we get desperate, yes, we may have to argue that Jacob has certain specific gene variants that make him more likely to act in aggressive or antisocial ways. All those qualifications and nuances. To ordinary people, it's mumbo-jumbo. The newspapers will call it a murder gene. They'll say we're natural-born killers, our whole family. All we can do is tell them the truth. If they want to distort it, sensationalize it, what can we do? Okay, say I go for it. I let you take your DNA sample. Tell me exactly what it is you're looking for. Do you know anything about biology? Only what I got in high school. Were you any good in high school biology? I was better at clarinet. Okay. In a nutshell, bearing in mind that the causes of human behavior are infinitely complex and there is no simple genetic trigger for particular human behaviors, we are always talking about a gene-environment interaction. And anyway, criminal behavior is not a scientific term, it's a legal one, and certain behaviors that may be defined as criminal in one situation may not be criminal in another. Like war. Okay, I get it, it's complicated. Dumb it down for me. Just tell me. What are you looking for in my spit? She smiled, relenting. Okay. There are two specific gene variants that have been linked to male antisocial behavior, which might help account for multi-generational patterns of violence in families like yours. The first is an allele of a gene called MAOA. The MAOA gene is located on the X chromosome. It controls an enzyme that metabolizes certain neurotransmitters like serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine. It's been called the warrior gene because of its association with aggressive behavior. The mutation is called MAOA knockout. It has been argued in court as a trigger for violence before, but the argument was too simplistic and it was rejected. Our understanding of the gene-environment interplay has improved since then. The science is getting better and very quickly, and we may have better testimony now.